This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
SMS Freshly Dug 0427 Joy 949. Freshly Dug until midday on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Freshly Dug indeed, and I'm Doug Pollard. Deputy Lord Mayor Susan Riley has joined us yet again. Now, you might imagine that the City of Melbourne Relationship Register was a bit of a dead letter now, with the State Relationship Register having come into force, but apparently the City is going to keep it going, Susan.
And why wouldn't we?
Well, you tell me.
And good morning.
Good morning.
And I think the majority of your listeners would be delighted that the City of Melbourne has voted to retain Melbourne's Relationship Declaration Register. Now, I have to say, it has been a success. And 170 relationships have been registered since its introduction in 2007. And my pre-Deputy Lord Mayor, Gary Singer, was the one that instigated it and certainly has taken it to its highest level.
Yeah, and it was instrumental, I think, in persuading the state government that it needed to act on this.
Definitely it was. And around 80% of our applications have involved one partner who is not permanent Victorian residents.
Now, that's an important point.
That's a really strange one, actually, because they're coming to us and they want to make that declaration. So it's very important to them.
Well, I think part of the reason may be that you can't have a state-registered relationship unless you're both permanently registered. And I am beginning to hear lots of stories from couples who maybe one person is living interstate, for example, and they want to relocate down here to be with their partner.
Yes.
But they can't get relocation expenses, for example, from their company unless they can prove they're in a relationship, and they can't get a state
relationship. Well, $80 well spent.
So they could come to you.
Definitely spend $80. We would give them a certificate and they can go and crack the bottle of champagne and celebrate.
Now, it doesn't have the same level of legal force.
No, it does not. But it is a commitment between two people.
Yeah, and it would be some kind of proof for an employer.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Or indeed in case of somebody who wants to migrate here, for example,
yes,
who has an Australian partner.
It has lots of other sources that can be utilised. And I do believe that this is what the people of Melbourne have been asking for. And we were instrumental in pushing the state government to get their registry going as well.
Right, so it's not as dead as we thought it was, and it's still got a lot of life left in it, and it's actually quite useful.
Well, I'm sure the people that have registered, as I said, 170 of them, have done so for the right reasons.
Now, we ought to point out it's not just for same-sex couples, is it? It's for de facto couples generally.
Absolutely, de facto.
Of whatever combination.
Yes, and yes, same-sex, de facto couples, whatever they choose to do.
Yeah.
It's so, a formal register.
Right.
And
as you say,
luck.
They get a certificate and it only costs you $80.
Yes. And if money well spent if that's what you want.
Well, got to keep the city coffers filling up because you're going to be spending some money, I understand, including on this building.
I know. I thought that you'd be absolutely over the moon about this. Yes, the council's going to refit 13 of its buildings. Now, this is a really big issue for the City of Melbourne and it goes to full council on the 27th of October. It's something that we want to lead by example because, as you know, we've got a lot of old stock in the city and this building is one of them and we need to do a retrofit.
Okay, so what do you mean by a retrofit? Is this a greening of the building or what?
Yes, in the honesty of that is yes, because where we've got to combine some energy savings, we do need to look at our greenhouse gases and the saving of water.
Right.
Now, interesting, in the $2.5 million that we're about to spend in retrofitting 13 council buildings, the energy savings on that is around $190,000 a year.
Mm.
So it's not going to take too long for us to pay back.
Mm.
And what amazed me about this, and sometimes you just sort of these greenhouse gases go over your head a little, and the reduction of 1,560 tonnes. Well, what does it really mean?
Yeah.
And according to the paperwork that's been given to me, it means equivalent to the emissions of 348 cars. And then you start to understand a little better, or in the savings in water, equivalent to the usage of 52 Olympic swimming pools. Well, that's a hell of a lot of water.
Right, so that's quite a big achievement for what seems to be not a lot of money. I mean, $2.5 million sounds a lot.
Yes,
but when you think in terms of 13 buildings.
Yes, and over 15 years, the money would be fully repaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we lead the example for all the old stock that's in the city,
yeah.
And we do need to do something about those buildings.
Right. So what kind of thing are you going to be doing to this building, say?
I'm actually not going to tell you that because I don't know. I mean, you're not the only one. I mean, the Commonwealth Bank building is definitely incorporates where Joy FM operates from.
Yeah.
But it also includes my building, the Melbourne Town Hall, the Queen Victoria Market, libraries, car park, and some recreation centres.
Okay, but the kind of thing you'll be doing, you'll be putting in low energy lighting, for
absolutely.
Example.
Absolutely, it's all about saving energy, Doug.
Yeah, and flow restricted water supplies,
yes.
And stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes, you know, just readjusting things that we just take for granted. We turn the tap on and half of it goes down the sink. If it was filtered, we wouldn't use as much water.
Yeah, and it's also interesting that you reckon you can make big savings in gas, water and electricity by putting in specialised computer systems to monitor what's going on.
Absolutely.
And to sort of like turn down lights when people aren't in here and
that's
all that
correct.
Sort of stuff.
Dimmers and so forth. And the safety of the building is still secure because the lighting is there. It's just not at the full watts that we're used to putting on.
Yeah.
Look at this building here. Look, I'm looking above me, Doug. How many lights have we got on?
Yes,
and we've got all this natural light coming through the window.
Yes, I know.
You're in for a rude awakening, Doug.
Oh well, we're gonna get audited, I'm sure.
You will be audited
along with everybody else. I was interested too in the idea of water harvesting. Now that's something the city's done.
Yes,
in quite a you brought it in Federation Square, for example.
We have. And it's about going forward and about taking the skills that we learn from other countries that have had to adapt a lot quicker than we did. I mean, I think we've taken for granted our water, our energy for so many years that now...
And it's not there.
And it's now, it's disappearing. So
water harvesting is like the equivalent of, like, at home, putting in a rainwater tank
and
catching what comes off the roof.
And that's exactly what we have done.
And finding things to do with the grey water.
Look, our cities, our fountains, they're beautiful. And I hate seeing them with no water in them. I don't mind if the water's a bit dark or it's not quite as pure looking as we were used to, but it's still gives that ambience of a beautiful fountain.
Oh, I think flowing water, particularly in a fountain, does wonders.
It's relaxing, isn't it, Doug?
It's relaxing and it refreshes the atmosphere, you know,
yes.
As long as it doesn't stink too much of chlorine.
No, of course.
Joe has just SMS'd in fact, and said, why on earth are you keeping the registry when the state has a legally binding relationship registry where you go to the office at births, deaths and marriages? Well, I think we kind of touched on that, which is that you can only have that kind of registered relationship in Victoria, the legally binding one, if you are both permanent residents here. And there have been quite a number of issues where the registrar has refused to register a relationship because he has determined that one party or the other is not, as the phrase is, domiciled in this state. As a result, some people are left in a situation where they need some kind of proof of their relationship, and this happened to Harley Dennett, one of the reporters on this program, but they can't get a state-registered relationship because they're not both domiciled in the same state. The difference is with the Melbourne City one, it's not legally binding, you're quite correct there, but it does give you some proof of relationship, it does give you a certificate, and only one of you needs to be domiciled in the state. So it still has a role to play. It's not a major role, but it still has a role to play.
Yes, and it does suit some couples.
Yeah, I mean, some couples may want that without having the legally binding
absolutely.
Aspect. Absolutely. As 170 have proved.
Already proved that's the way they want to deal with it.
Okay, well, I think we'd better leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We've been talking to Susan Riley, Deputy Lord Mayor of the City.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.